Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation set up. Can we all together say good morning to Tara?
Morning.
Good morning, Tara.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tara. So tell us what's going on with your boyfriend, Ian.
I've been with my boyfriend, Ian, for 3 years, and I know that he's cheating on me and not going to take his anymore.
Okay.
He's so good about covering his tracks. I haven't even found anything because he's that good, you guys.
Like, wait, what? I'm going to pause you for a second. This is the first time we haven't had to ask any questions. You just went off, girl.
Yeah, I mean, if you say you know that he's cheating, what are we here to help you out with exactly?
I want him to come clean about it, and I just don't think that he's going to come clean about it to me because I'm sure he's living a double life. Oh. I followed him to work one day.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I just had an interview. I go with my gut.
Okay.
I follow my gut, and my gut was telling me follow him to work, and he knew it because he just went to work that day. Like, but I
wait, hold up here. Hold on. Miss Tara,
yes.
You follow him to work, and he goes to work, and you think that he knew you were following him?
I know that he knew that I was following him.
And you said you went through his socials and you didn't find anything.
I didn't, but you know what? It's because he has another phone. He has a burner phone. You know burner phones are so easy to get.
No, I get what a burner phone is, but have you seen his burner phone or you just think he has one?
No, I'm pretty sure he has.
You're pretty sure. So you haven't seen the burner phone.
Look, with all due respect, has there really been any time where a woman has called in just with intuition alone and been wrong? Like, we got to hear her out.
True.
You're right.
I just don't know what's going on, and I just want him to come clean.
Do you suspect somebody he's cheating with?
He goes out with his coworkers once a week. They do this building relationships inside the workplace, and I just think that there's a couple people in his work life that there's something going on there. There's
so you think this workshop and stuff is fake?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think they're just all getting drunk.
As they should.
And then they're, like, making out together. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, we don't do
getting
that.
Drunk, so getting drunk, then you make out, then you, like, end up sleeping with
you them. Haven't like, seen this, though. You're just assuming that he's doing this.
Correct. But it's like I said, my gut intuition is telling me there is something.
Okay, so here's the biggest question. Then why stay with this guy?
I want to hear it from his mouth.
Okay.
And he just will not do that for me. And I'm like, look at Ian. If you're a cheater on me, like, let me know. And he's like, babe, I'm not. And he's just such a good liar. It just pisses me off.
I get what you're saying, though. If you suspect he is, you just want to catch him in the act.
I do. I want to catch him in that act.
If he is cheating on you and says another girl's name, because what we're going to do is going to call him, offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask who he wants to put on the reservation. If he does happen to say another girl's name, are you going to try to work it out because we have counselors available, or is it done?
Oh, no, it's done.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel like she's the type of girl that would... you're just waiting for it. You're snooping, and it sounds like you're looking for dirt. Do you want to be in this relationship, period?
I do want to be in this relationship, but I want to be in a relationship where I 100% believe that my boyfriend is not cheating on me.
And that's fair. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's absolutely right. Like, everything aside, you don't deserve to be cheated on. If you're in a committed relationship and you feel like something's going wrong, even though I don't like this bit, that's what we're here for, so.
I'm scared for this guy. I hope he says your name, Tara. My goodness.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm scared for her.
What?
Because if she's getting cheated on, she's the one being deceived.
I know, but I feel like one hand she's holding up her phone, the other hand she has a butter knife in her hand. Tara.
No, uh-huh.
Okay, we need to relax, okay? To take a deep breath. It's probably all fine. Let's call Ian up, but the staycation is set up. Hopefully this dude says his lady's name or, yeah.
Well, that's all that we're going to hope
okay.
for.
Okay, staycation set up is up next with your morning mess. So we're back with a staycation set up. So we talked to Tara, who's hot on the phone lines right now. Tara suspects her man of cheating on her. She's checked the socials, haven't found anything. Followed him to work. Guess where he went? He went to work. She suspects he has a burner phone. Miss Tara, your gut is just telling you he's cheating on you because you're trying to catch him up, but we're your last resort at this point.
You are my last resort. I went to a palm reader and she said something dark was coming and I think this is it.
That was probably because it was raining here. Dark clouds.
Okay.
Let's be a little bit more respectful. She's going so far as to call us up and ask for help. There's got to be something here.
Listen, we are never ones to go against a woman's intuition. Like Anise said earlier, 99.9% of the time when it's woman's intuition, her man's cheating on her. He usually is.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, Miss Tara, is call Ian up, offer me free romantic staycation, and ask him that one question, Anise.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Okay.
We're hoping he says your name.
I really am.
All right, here we go. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ian?
Yeah.
Hi, Ian. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the free grand prize winner of our romantic weekend stay, so we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
And how'd you get my information?
Well, we're working off of some entries here. It looks like you were entered in, and you happen to be our grand prize winner, and we're only asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay, so I would not want you to miss out on this opportunity.
All right.
Great. First question for you is, we leave a personal note for your guest. I can either write something generic, or if you have something specific, I can write that down for you and make sure that the note looks right.
All right. Let's go with, I love you more.
Now, my second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I'll start with their first name when you're ready, Ian.
Her name's Tara.
Really, Ian? Oh my God, you knew you were on the radio, didn't you? You freaking knew it. This is awesome.
What?
This girl is on one, two, three, and Ian.
So
Ian, really quick, let us jump in here. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You are live on the radio.
It, you guys, just so you know, he knew he was on the radio, right?
Are you sure,
Tara? I mean...
What? I'm sorry, what's happening?
So here, let's put the brakes on this. Your lady called us up suspecting you of cheating, and obviously you're not, and we can't convince your lady, maybe you can, that you're not cheating.
Are you serious?
You know you're cheating on me, just admit it. Just say it with your mouth, just say it.
Babe, calm down. Like, you are embarrassing yourself.
I mean,
right now.
Like, Tara, it's not a good sign that you're so suspicious of your boyfriend and snoop on him and following him to work and stuff.
I can't talk to you, Tara.
Wait, hello? Are you kidding? Who hung up?
She hung up. Yo, what? That girl.
Wait,
is,
are you serious?
Order of fries short of a Happy Meal. She's not all there. Can you call her back, Natasha, and give her some counseling service? She needs it.
Oh yeah.
Ian, are you there?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your lady?
I'm going to change the question. Is that always how she is?
No, she wasn't always like this.
It sounds like she walks the streets of Thomas Road at 3 a.m.
Oh my God, we're not doing this right now. Just apologies.
I mean, honestly, guys, I knew I was on the radio.
You knew that you were on air?
What?
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to the show. I've heard the staycation set up before.
You knew you were on the staycation set up the whole time?
Wait,
if you knew you were on the staycation set up, you think you would have said someone else's name? Or you really just... Wait, let's do this off. My man, I put everything on hold. If you think I called you up and said, if you want to put someone else on this reservation, I would have given you this free hotel. Would you have said your girl Tara's name or...
I mean, maybe.
Ian! Oh my God!
This is disgusting on many levels.
Ian!
Yep.
Listen, man. I know guys mess up. Tara's not the one you want to be cheating on, bro.
Oh. Okay, you know what? And I'm going to go. If Natasha, if you still get a hold of her, I want to apologize personally because she needs to trust her crazy. Trust your crazy, honey.
I'm going to tell you like my mama told me.
Tell him, speak it.
Go ahead.
You're playing with fire. And when you play with fire...
What happens?
You're going to get burned.
Oh, like tikka masala.
Joey!
He hung up. That she was right the whole time.
Well, was she though? Well, he said maybe. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said maybe.
We did our part. I don't want any more of this.
Okay.
Guilty by association.
You know what your mom says.
No.
It's not funny.
Shut up.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.